This is the Ethanol Report. With ethanol continuing to be such a political issue, it was especially important this election year for the ethanol industry to have a clear presence at both recent political conventions. Matt Hartwig with the Renewable Fuels Association explained some of the ways they were involved in both the Democratic and Republican national conventions.
Our industry, and not just the RFA, but our member companies here in Minnesota, our member companies out in Colorado, became involved early in the process. They provided the fuel that is powering the Chevy flex fuel vehicles that are the official vehicles of both conventions. The RFA, through support of its members, has run some advertisements in some of the publications that accompany the convention, highlighting the fact that if we're going to begin to break our dependence on foreign oil, it starts right here. Nobody is going to do it for us. We have to do it ourselves. You know, and then we also partner with our producer members to sponsor receptions. We want everybody to know, Republican, Democrat, Independent, whatever your political affiliation, you know, this is not a partisan issue for us. This is an issue about the future of the country, and we believe we are part of that future.
One of the biggest events that was held around the Republican convention in St. Paul, Minneapolis, was AgNight, hosted by the Minnesota Agri-Growth Council and sponsored by a variety of agriculture-related corporations and organizations, including the RFA.
Well, I think there are two reasons why it's important for the RFA as the National Trade Association to be here. One, obviously, is to support our members here in the state of Minnesota. Randy Doyle at Alcorn Clean Fuel has done a great job in pulling together Minnesota ethanol producers to come under an umbrella and be part of this event and really make our presence known. We are a significant part now of not only the nation's energy industry, but also of agriculture. You know, we are a value-added component, you know, that not only allows farmers to see a better return on their investment, but also to provide a high-quality feed product to America's livestock producers. And I think it's important that we support the efforts of our member plants in the state. The second thing, obviously, is this is an election year, and the ethanol industry has come under some, you know, unfair, unsubstantiated criticism, some of it coming from politicians themselves, and it's important that we engage politicians of all stripes to educate them, to inform them, and hopefully enlighten them about the importance of this domestic energy resource. You know, the alternative is more imports of foreign oil, and with what happened in Georgia with the Russians, what we see in the Middle East, that is not a long-term strategy for success.
At the AgNight event, I also spoke with Randy Doyle of Alcorn Clean Fuel, located in Claremont, Minnesota, who is a board member of the Minnesota Agri-Growth Council, and he explained what the goal of the AgNight event was and why he personally wanted to be involved.
You know, we've got a wealth of agribusiness and agriculture, production agriculture in Minnesota. It's huge, and the impact is huge, you know, during the RNC, but we're trying to tell people what's going on. And so, you know, around the event, you see tractors, you know, golly, imagine that, and corn plants, wow. But you also see all the agribusiness that's associated with that as well. That's the reason we're doing this tonight, to let, you know, all these delegates and politicians from other parts of the U.S. Understand how important their food is to them and their source of food.
And their fuel as well. And
fuel,
Minnesota,
yeah.
Now I understand, is the fourth largest ethanol-producing state in the country, correct?
That's correct. We are producing fuel as well as food, and that's a wonderful story to be telling. That's why I'm here. That's why I'm a part of it, because we are producing that fuel here in Minnesota, and we're shipping it to the rest of the U.S. We're creating a domestic source of energy. All we're doing is harvesting solar energy. Those corn plants out there are the best solar collectors we've found. And our job is just to turn it back into liquid fuel that we can use in our cars.
Well, as far as the ethanol industry is concerned, why is it important for you here in Minnesota on the state level and also for the ethanol industry on the national level to stay involved in public policy and to make sure that your voice is heard?
Well, really all you have to do is look back at the last few months and see how ethanol and corn ethanol has been bashed and realize that, of course, we have to be involved.
Some estimates are that as many as 5,000 people attended the AgNight event, which had ethanol in many areas of the vast Minnesota depot where it was held. an educational video about ethanol played at the RFA station with the backdrop mural of an ethanol plant. At the other end of the hall, the Team Ethanol Indy show car was on display. In the next room, the Minnesota Corn Growers had a video playing that prominently featured information about ethanol. And another one of the event's sponsors was plant design builder Fagan Incorporated, which is located in Granite Falls, Minnesota. I'm Cindy Zimmerman with the Ethanol Report.